Today, my guests will be Mickey McDermott. Mickey made a lot of friends in his 8 years of Major League Hurling. Mickey, as you'll soon discover, is also a pretty outspoken individual. I'll return with my guest, Mickey McDermott, right after this important message. Mickey, I'd like to ask you whether or not you think the bonus rule should be abolished. Many people say it hurts a young fellow to get a large bonus, and I'm under the opinion that it will depend on the individual whether or not a bonus hurts or helps him.
Jack, I think you're right. I have no animosity against bonus rules at all.
Good.
I think they're real good.
All right, now let me ask you this. Many people are saying that baseball players today are concentrating too much on outside activities and worrying about their future rather than to go out day in and day out and think of nothing but baseball. Do you think that this is so, that, or do you think that players should think about their future in the same way they're doing today?
Well, I think definitely that a baseball player should think a little bit ahead, because
right.
You never know when you're going to break an arm or come up with a bad leg or just get too old where nobody wants you. I think while a player is active, his name is in front of the public, and he has a chance to better himself in a business or otherwise, I think it's the greatest thing in the world.
Well, Mickey, I certainly would agree with you. Now, what about the Continental League? Do you think this is going to help all players who want to break into the major leagues and perhaps those who want to stick around for a couple more years while they are preparing their future? Will this help the fellows, or do you think it'll ever come into being?
Well, Jack, the thing I found out, I've been in the major leagues 10 years. In the last 2 years, I've been playing AAA baseball, and I think fellows that I've seen in the International League have a chance, and I think it's going to open up a field for more fellas in Major League Baseball with the third league coming in. Say, I'll take for an example a third baseman we had in Miami, Woody Smith, who in my estimation is one of the best glove men I've seen in the last 10 years since I've been in the big leagues, but still in all, he never got a chance, which is beyond me. I don't know why. That's baseball. But I say it's going to open up jobs for scouting and front office and give a lot of guys a chance in the major leagues to get a pension fund, which is a big thing.
Yes.
Give them a chance and get a shot at the big league talent, as we say. And it's going to open up a lot of new fields for everyone, especially the ball player in the minor leagues who doesn't get anything out of playing. He has no pension, he has a large family, and he just plays to survive.
Well, thank you very much, Mickey McDermott.
You're welcome,
pleasure having you on. That just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.